And welcome back to sort of the best of awards for BoyandHorse.com. There are only 7 categories here. Not really going to give you any nominees. I'm just going to say who were the best. These aren't in any particular order. They're just how I have it written down. The best actor of any movie I saw last year was Jean Dujardin, who played the lead in The Artist. I've seen him in a couple of movies now, both of them French comedies, the OSS 117 movies. He's hilarious in that, but he's also very funny in this role. And it's a role that's both serious and funny. He's a silent movie star who is, for most of the movie, fighting talkies. And he's fighting to remain what he, to keep doing what he knows in a world that no longer wants the kind of movies he wants to make. And he really does portray that. He's physically capable of portraying that character. And he's capable of, with his facial expressions and with his body language, to make you care about the way he, about what's happening to him in Hollywood at the time. Best actress. Now, I'm going to get in trouble for this one again. Mary Elizabeth Winstead. I thought she was the best actress in a leading role in last year. And the reason for that is I only saw 2 movies that even could contend for this. I don't think anybody would think that any of them in Sucker Punch were worthwhile, and Red Riding Hood, I'm not even going to justify for that one. But the only other actress who would even come close in a movie I saw would have been Charlize Theron, and I just didn't like her in that character. Whereas Mary Elizabeth Winstead, I did like. Granted, there was problems with The Thing and with her performance, and it could have been much better, but as far as what it was, she was very good in it. I believed her role in that movie from the beginning to the end, and she made me at least care about her character, if not anybody else in that movie. As I said, it does have problems, and they could have fixed that with writing, story, pacing, and other things, but as far as what for her part, she was exceptionally good in it. And I'm not the kind of person that dislikes her because she was Ramona Flowers. I actually remember her from Sky High. Look that one up. But she is the best actress I saw in a leading role last year. Number 3, best supporting actor, Patton Oswalt for Young Adult. This wasn't even a contest. His role wasn't big enough to really be considered a lead, which would have put him in conflict with Dujardin, but it was a strong supporting character, and it was amazing. You don't really see him in a lot of movies. He's usually background or a small part. This was a very strong, big part for him, and he played it honestly. There's funny parts, there's sad parts. His character was fully developed, and he knew it, you knew it, and you enjoyed seeing him on screen. Now, the ending of the movie he had for him was not great, but it was right for the character, and he played it right. And so that's why I would say that he was the best supporting actor. And there was a lot of contention for this role, but really, I don't think there was ever really a contest once I saw a Young Adult. Number 4, best supporting actress, Chloe Grace Moretz. She is really making a career of being a really good supporting character actress. And she's young, which means she's got a lot of time to be able to do more, and that may even give her the chance to be a lead actress down the road, if she chooses the right projects. Right now, she's choosing the right projects to be known. She was in She was extremely good in Kick-Ass. She was really good in Kick-Ass. I gave her this for Hugo, although she was also in Texas Killing Field. Now, I didn't see Texas Killing Field, so I can't really say what her performance would have been like in that one, but if it's anything like how she was in Hugo or in Let Me In or Kick-Ass, then it was an exceptional role, because she's really been good in just about everything I've seen her in. In fact, she's been good in everything I have seen her in, which unfortunately hasn't been much, but I'm sure it will be a lot more in the future. Best Director. Michelle Harzanavicius. And I know I butchered that, but he is the director of The Artist. It was just possibly the best movie I have ever seen. There are a couple of contenders for that that could argue one way or the other, but man, I have never come out of a film and just been so amazed by the way it was directed. I've argued about the directing of some movies. I've thought that some movies were directed horribly. But this is a movie that was both directed and edited and just put together the right way. And I think that has a lot to do with the way Michelle actually did direct every scene the way it needed to be directed for a silent film. And he knew what to do with the camera, where to put it, how to get it out of the way when it needed to be out of the way, how to make the static shot that was very common of silent films still look dynamic in a modern movie. And that took skill, and he has it. He did a couple of the OSS movies that also had Dujardin in them, and those were perfect replicas of 1960s era spy comedy movies. If you've seen like The President's Analyst or the Flint movies, he's doing very good copies of those. And I'm hoping that he's going to make more. He's got a couple of movies coming out, including they're French, so I may or may not be able to see them. But he's got a couple more coming out soon, and they're going to be worthwhile. Number six, best screenplay. Diablo Cody for Young Adult. Now, I didn't care for Juno, and I thought that what they did with Jennifer's Body when they actually made the film was a hack job. But this script was really amazing. She captured those characters as though she knew them, which is what you want, but sort of the reason why, because it's for best screenplay, it really is I hate to say this, if The Artist had dialogue, it probably would have won. But it didn't have dialogue, so Young Adult won. That's how very close these two movies were as far as this, the way the story was presented. Now, for best story, I actually went with Hugo and gave that to Brian Selznick, because I think, although screenplay is really some, I would say the screenplay is something you get for something that's original, whereas story has to be original in its own way. So as good as the screenplay for Hugo could have been, it never would have been as good as the originality of the screenplay for Young Adult. But the story for Hugo is much better in its original form. That's kind of a circular argument when you think about it, but the child looking for his place in the world is an amazing story, and that child helping to put someone else who had lost their place back into that location, back into place, which he did with Papa George, it just was a wonderful story. And the faults of the screenplay aside, the faults of some of the movie, bits of the movie aside, the story was still the best story of the year. It may not have been the best movie I saw, but it was the best story, and that's worth something. Okay, that's really all I have for the best. The next is the worst, and that's going to be a longer one because there's a lot more worse than there was best, I'm afraid.